You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Facebook is feeling the pressure to deal with election disinformation. This week, the FBI uncovered a new Russian propaganda campaign targeting the 2020 election. Facebook announced it would block new political ads for a week before the election. On Thursday, it said it would take down videos in which the president urged people in North Carolina to vote twice, which is illegal. An activist asked Facebook to ban event listings like the one that encouraged people to arm themselves and go to Kenosha, Wisconsin to confront protesters. Two people were shot and killed in Kenosha. So, how does it feel to work at Facebook right now? Ryan Mack is a senior tech reporter at BuzzFeed. He says the company has an internal communications platform called Workplace, and it is full of debate.
Imagine what's going on your Facebook feed right now, and that's happening exactly in the same way internally at Facebook, where there's more than 50,000 employees that have access to this thing. People are mad. There's people on the other side as well, in some cases defending the gunman and playing devil's advocate. And so this has kind of devolved into this back and forth where Zuckerberg actually stepped in earlier this week and said, look, we need to have more civil discussions. We're going to move these into certain groups, but you're not going to be able to post openly argumentative things on our platform. And the funny thing about Workplace is that things also trend on Workplace as well. So you can see when things trend. And so these things that get a lot of engagement because of the arguments and often trend to the top, which then creates this positive feedback loop where people end up arguing more and seeing it more. And yeah, so it's not pretty.
So you're saying that Facebook has an internal Facebook that Mark Zuckerberg has stepped into police. The irony is hurting me in the head right now.
Well, he's announced kind of these new ways of looking at content. It remains to be seen what they actually do.
I guess the other question is, do you have a sense of how many people actually are that upset? Because they don't seem to be having a huge impact.
So it's interesting. Facebook has these internal surveys. One of the questions in there is, do you think Facebook is making the world a better place? Right after the company did not take down the infamous looting and shooting post from Donald Trump, you saw this like 20, 25 percentage point drop. That is Facebook's own data showing their employees are just not believing in that mission anymore, at least this one incident caused them to not believe in that mission.
Would you say they have a chance at making that internal change?
One of the things here that people have to realize is that the power lies in the hands of Mark Zuckerberg. He has sole decision-making power because he maintains majority voting control over the company. We look back at the walkout, for example, at the beginning of June, and the company released a statement and said, like, we hear you kind of thing. But like, did Mark Zuckerberg really do anything to change how the company operates? I don't think so. And like, it's up to him, basically, what happens on the platform.
Ryan Mack is a senior tech reporter at BuzzFeed. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. Becca Weinman is our engineer. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.